you did not make a faith promise, so I do have some faith promise cards for the McRaes. Also, I'd like to just simply say that Darren put something out, Darren McRae put something out on Facebook that just simply said that nobody in his 20 years of ministry, actually he's had more, but in the last 20 years of ministry, nobody's ever done anything like that faith promise card. Nobody in 20 years. So we made some headway because he put it out there so others can see. So hopefully the concept will flow into other churches as well. And not only that, where he will be able to take the concept and work it himself when he goes to other places. It does work. It really does work. Well, also, I wanted to say that last year, on the first Sunday of last year, we had a time of asking you, what would you like to accomplish in the year 2015? And we have some of your notes, but I'm going to ask Pastor Mark on the third Sunday of this, on the third Sunday of this month, that those notes that have an address on them or a name on them, we'll be able to give those back to you. But on the third Sunday, when I preach again, we're going to talk about activation. You know, when we talk about real church, what does the REAL stand for? Reaching, equipping, activating, and loving. And so I get the third Sunday again. Praise God. So we will be activating, but next week I'm going to give you an opportunity for you to decide the one thing that you would like to have happen in your life as the Holy Spirit brings to your attention. And then we will activate that. And so you might be thinking about next week when I give you that card, one thing that you want to see happen in your life for the Lord in 2016. And I think that'll be really great. Now today, it's going to be a little bit different because we're going to cast vision today. So what we talk about casting vision, we're talking about what we feel will happen and what we will begin to call forth in the year 2016. So it's all going to be on PowerPoint, and I'm going to also make comments about the things that are on PowerPoint. But as we were singing the praises this morning, and when Pastor Mark chose that one song, Ocean, you know, it is a challenge. That is a challenge song. And it's a challenge for 2016. It is a challenge for me. There's a couple stanzas in there that I just want to bring to your attention. It says, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Help me, let me walk on water. I want to just say this, that whenever you cast a vision, what you are doing that in trust. You're trusting the Lord that you will be able to accomplish that which you are decreeing and declaring. And then it goes on to say, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. Well, we're into the new year. And how far are we going to be able to walk out there in something that is new, something that is different? It's not 2016 will have some similarities to 2015, of course. But to think about it, there's going to be new things that are happening in your life, in my life, and in the life of the church in 2016. And I want to get into that. But it also says this, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger. Everything that we do today is going to be based upon faith and trust in the Lord. And so, let's just take a moment to close our eyes. And Father, at this time, I would ask that the Spirit of God begins to deal with each and every one of us, and that we as a collective body in your church, Jesus, that we would begin to hear by the Spirit what we are to accomplish, what we are to decree and declare and accomplish in the year 2016. This is a challenging year, but you are bigger than the challenges that we will face. And we give you the praise. Help me to cast the vision for 2016, but let there be responses from each and every one of us, and we'll give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see if we can't enlarge that screen, Michael, if you will, please, so we can have a full screen. The foundation scripture for 2016 is found. Well, that's okay. We'll move back. Move back one. Or maybe I can. There we go. Foundation scripture, and I'll handle it from this point, but you guys keep up with me. Isaiah 54:2 in the New Living Testament translation. Enlarge your house. Okay, enlarge your house of faith. Build an addition. That means add to. Spread out your home. That means something greater than what you've been accustomed to. And spare no expense. That's not talking about just money, though. That means time and effort and thinking and creativity and so forth. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. We have heard this over and over and over, especially for the last 3 years. We know you can't look at what we have today with these empty seats and say we're bursting at the seams. But the Word of God is saying that we will burst at the seams. And I call it forth in the name of Jesus Christ, decreeing and declaring that every one of these seats, and we can hold 125 in this facility. Then we move to double services, et cetera, or a larger place. But I go on. I go on because of the fact that, and if this will work, maybe I need to get back here. The House of Faith Corporation. When we established a House of Faith Corporation, this was way back in 2002. In 2002, the Lord would lead me based upon a prophecy that was given back in 1983 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Metroplex, that we would have a church that would be called a great church. And the great church was not given a name. But from 1983 to 2002, that prophecy rang loudly in our ears and had touched our hearts, and it never waned at all. It was as strong in 1983 as it was in 2002 and as it is today. But we set up a foundation. That it has become a registered 501c3 tax-exempt corporation with the Internal Revenue Service. One of the things that I want to point out about that is simply this. Under current situations in our culture, if a church is not a 501c corporation and you and I are attending a church, whether we're members or not, but this is our place that we regularly attend, if a lawsuit were to be brought against the church and you and I are not an official member of the church and the court rules that the church is liable and they have to pay the claim, if you are an official member of the 501c3 corporation, then you're under the covering of that umbrella. But if you are not an official member of the 501c3 corporation, House of Faith Corporation, and there is a lawsuit, there is a judgment against the church, you're only an attendee, you could be, according to legal experts, you could be hit with paying off part of that claim. So then that's one of the reasons why I wanted to rush into completing this idea with the 501c tax-exempt corporation. Do I like the IRS? No. Would it be better if I could not be involved with IRS? Yes. But let me tell you, it's the way that things are. We don't compromise at this point. I'd be willing to drop it in a moment if it were not for the protection of all of you. But I want to go on here. To know this, that there we go. The Articles, HOF Articles of Incorporation, provides purpose. And the purpose is to establish and maintain a ministry promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to establish and maintain a place of worship of Almighty God, and to promote Christian fellowship and edification. And then we go on to evangelize the people of the world, to teach the edifying word of God, the Holy Scriptures, to others, to encourage others to apply the principles of God's word to their lives and lifestyles, and to implore those who serve society to affect the lives and future of others with a positive representation of Christ. Moving forward here, to establish and maintain organizational departments, divisions, mission outreaches, home churches, cell groups, and institutions, etc., both here in the United States of America and abroad. It takes in more than what we are used to at this point. Also, to schedule and conduct special meetings, evangelistic crusades, seminars, workshops, conferences, concerts, forums, etc., both at home and abroad, and to organize and establish churches and to accept, approve, establish churches into its fellowship. Now, under the corporation, what is happening is that we will have more than one church. It may be next door, it may be 100 miles away, it may be 1,000 miles away. But what the corporation does is to allow these things to happen. And so we talk about real church. Now, real church, and I'll mention more about it, but real church will become the headquarters church of the House of Faith Corporation. And so it doesn't mean that we're changing, that we're doing away with House of Faith. It just simply means that we're using the corporation for the purpose that it was designed. And so that's why we're hearing more about that. But we'll have other churches as well. Now here, also, this thing has a delay button, I believe. As a corporation, we have many opportunities to reach people. The corporation can have numerous churches, as I've mentioned, and other ministries under its corporate umbrella. And the House of Faith Corporation can name its headquarters church a name other than House of Faith. For example, Real Church, the headquarters church of the HOF Corporation. Now, you begin to get the picture here. Yes, I am. So we're not doing away with House of Faith. We're just expanding it in accordance with the laws that govern corporations. The corporation, HOF Corporation, is an entity recognized by the government, recognized by different departments of the government. Okay? The HOF Corporation can use its corporate umbrella to shelter many ministries, such as the HOF Training Center. You see that name on the bulletin. It is the HOF Training Center. The Prophetic Institute, which Pastor Marion, Prophet Marion oversees, Rise Up Men's Ministry, Worship Arts Institute, WorldSpan School of Ministry, etc. All to reach out and minister to individuals and churches both inside and outside the church walls. 2016 is to be a year that we get outside the walls of this facility and begin to touch people in their workplace, in their neighborhoods, and everywhere else. Moving on to the next, a Holy Spirit directive. Now, a few months ago, Holy Spirit brought to my mind, this directive. He is directing that the HOF Corporation expand its influence in the local counties and communities by utilizing its corporate umbrella in various legal ways. The Prophet Bill Lackey was here the second Sunday in December. And before that, that was Sunday, on Saturday, Pat and I attended a meeting down in Largo with Pastor Bill, and somebody else was there, Alicia, his daughter. And Bill gave us a prophecy. Prophet Bill gave us a prophecy where our legal, and we use that term, post quote, our legal area of authority as a church was now expanded to an 80-mile radius from House of Faith. Well, we can't go west 80 miles, but we can go north, and we can go east, and we can go south. So what he's saying right here, that we will expand our influence in 2016. It's going to be different than what we are accustomed to. And so you see, I never have seen House of Faith as a church of 20, 30, 40, 50 people. I've seen House of Faith as a great church in number, but not just number. Numbers do not talk to me a whole lot, but what people do who make up or comprise those numbers. Now here, moving to the next one, it's a shift. Now, the title of the message today, by the way, is Shift 2016. Of course, Pastor Marion didn't know that. Pastor Mark didn't know that. But it is a shift. This is a big shift for you and me. And it requires a mindset. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Next one, please. It has required a shift in thinking, a mind shift, as I've already said. You see, the House of Faith Corporation is not just a church, but it affords us to minister in many different ways, and that requires a mind shift. Mind shift. If you and I have come out of the typical church of the past, of our past, we have, if the church authorities set up a corporation, normally the name of the corporation also is the name of the church. And that's about the way that they think. And that's no criticism. That's the way that I was brought up. And in 40 years of ministry, you know, that's the way that it was. If you had Living Hope Church, a corporation, normally the church is Living Hope. But the Holy Spirit said, I want you to expand. Expand. Now notice this. Let's go to the next one. It has required a shift in identity as a church. How we view House of Faith Corporation, how we view real church. It's going to require, like I said previously, a mind shift, but also how others may view us. We are creating a situation where we can minister to other churches, other pastors, other church leaders, and other individuals, both saved and unsaved, without it actually being House of Faith Church. It's House of Faith Corporation, and the headquarters church is Real Church. So it's how others may view us. And that will take some training. It'll take, in some ways, all of us reaching out there to others who have known us over the past 12 years, but things are different. Let's go to the next, please. It has required a shift in defining and expanding our God-given territory. We're not talking about just the 80-mile radius now. We're talking about a territory where, what do we have a right to? In the Greek, it is called metron. The Greek word metron means that the Spirit of God has given you and me a specific area over which we legally have the right to bring people into the church, minister, evangelize, and so forth, so on. And that Greek word metron is something that has been given to House of Faith, and now it will, Real Church will carry on doing exactly what House of Faith has done, but in greater ways. Okay, let's go to another. It has required a shift in how time, how effort, how finances and ministry is prioritized. Things gotta change. And so, it just means that we change. That's fine. Things can't change unless we change. We can't change until our mindset changes. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, and so forth. That's the way that it works. But it will require a shift in how time, effort, finances, and ministry is prioritized. Next. As we prioritize our ministry efforts, focus must be determined. And the key is reaching people. Reaching people, saved and unsaved people, young and old people, peers, decision makers, authorities, but the whole concept is reaching more people. We should never be satisfied with any, even one empty chair. We should never be satisfied if we had to have two services. We should never have any empty chairs, but even there, that's not enough. Because it's an ongoing, continuous effort by us to reach out to more people. Okay? But reach. What does reach mean? Stretch out, span, extend, thrust out, project, strain after, make an impression, communicate the ability or power to achieve or do. And of course, that's just some of the meanings of reach. But you see, in the acronym REACH for Real Church, REACH, equipping, activating, loving, REACH means exactly that. We're stretching out. We're going to stretch out. How we will do it, I don't know. You know, the other day I picked up a rubber band in my side drawer of my desk, and I stretched it just a little bit, and it broke. I picked up another one, and it broke again. Now that one broke. And I picked up the third one, and it was a little bit better. But you see, even in stretching out, we're going to run into situations. But that's not going to stop us, because on that third rubber band, I don't know where they were made, but they were not made well. On that third rubber band, it did its job. It did its job. You see, we can't give up when things don't go exactly the way we think that it should go. We're going to expand. We're going to extend, just like in our foundational scripture that we found in Isaiah 54:2. You see, going to be good. We're going to thrust out into the areas that we may not have thrust out into in the past. We're going to project. We're going to project who we are and whose we are and what we are to do and how we are to do it. We're going to make an impression upon the counties of Pasco and Hernando. We're going to make an impression upon this state, because we now have the right to do that. But it's going to be up to the way that we accept that right. We're going to communicate what we are all about and what Jesus would have us to do by His Spirit. We have the ability or the power to achieve and to do. But that's where we begin to take it upon ourselves that God has given us that power. He's given us that authority. And Jesus said about His power, His authority. He said, "I give it to you." And so we have that. Next, please. How can we reach? We can reach downward to those in need. And we can reach outward to family, friends, and work associates. Next. And we can reach upward to decision-making people in the seven mountains of culture. I want you to think for a moment. Seven mountains of culture. Let's define seven mountains of culture. Next. What are the seven mountains in culture? This is what affects your life and my life. Every day it affects our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. It has affected us all in the past. It will continue. But the seven mountains of culture is education, government, media, arts and entertainment, business, family, and religion. Those are seven areas that we can't get away from. But you know what? Let's go to the next slide. So far, the seven mountains have not been the main effort of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, something's got to change. Something's got to change. But its effort has been to reach downward to those in need, and the effort should continue, for they will be with us always. Jesus said the poor will be with us always, but we have taken it on ourselves to reach down. Maybe there's something in our hearts that it's easier to reach down to somebody, because if they reject us, that's not a big rejection in our way of thinking. But if we reach out to family and friends and business work associates and they reject us, that's a problem. But to reach up beyond where we are and they reject us, there's a problem. So we find that the church is reaching downward. We have Somebody Cares Pasco. We have Somebody Cares Tampa Bay. We have all of these efforts and everything, but almost every effort has to do with reaching downward, and nothing is going about reaching outward, and nothing at all about reaching upward. Next, please. You know, there's something interesting about the people Jesus chose to reach out to His culture. Most were working class people. Ordinary people just like you and me. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were owners of a fishing business. Thomas, Nathaniel, and Philip probably were fishermen. Matthew was a tax collector. Simon the Zealot was involved in politics. Other three we don't know exactly know, but because they were friends with some of the others, they were probably involved in the business dealings of their day as well. Jesus chose us. You know, Jesus never chose anybody that was needy to work with Him. Notice what it said. None of those people were needy, because, again, Jesus came to bring each one of us up to a different level. And if you have people who are so far down, it's extremely hard to bring them up if you don't have other people to help you. I want it to sink in. Let's go to the next one, though. Jesus, with the help of just ordinary people, people involved in the labor force, was able to reach downward, definitely. But they were able to reach outward, the friends and families, businesses, and they could reach upward because you saw some of the disciples being taken to court, being taken before the kings and the authorities and things like that. These were people who not only reached downward and outward, but they reach upward as well. Wow. This is a change for the church. Oh. Next, please. Jesus' church of today appears to major in reaching downward. And I've already said this, but to reiterate, while making little effort in reaching outward, virtually no effort in reaching upward. So, what does that say to you and me? Where have our efforts been? There's nothing wrong with helping Danny and Julie feed 500 people on Thanksgiving or 500 on Christmas or Eugene at Impact, you know, feeding and housing people. Jim Campbell over here at the Rope Center. Nothing wrong in doing that. But if that's all of our effort, we're not getting far. And the church has been doing that forever. And we should continue doing it. But we can't do that alone. Next one, please. The church's focus has to include reaching outward and upward by the same type of people Jesus used to change culture. You see, and I've made a footnote, reaching those in need will always remain part of the effort of Jesus' church. Always remain. Not taking away from that. But it has to include reaching outward and upward by the same type of people Jesus used. Next. You are of the same type and caliber as were Jesus' first disciples. How about that? You are or you have been involved in business as an employee or employer. You have the capability to influence people in the workplace, whether you are retired or whether you are currently involved. Jesus has given you the same command to reach others as he did the first 12. And the Holy Spirit has given you the power to reach people for Christ, just like the first ones. You're a bunch of ordinary folks just waiting to explode. And they call the 12 disciples 12 men who turned the world upside down. I'm not asking for the world. I'm asking for Pasco and Hernando counties first. Let's go on here. So it's time to follow the general pattern of the first disciples. Reach your business owners and managers. Mm-hmm. Reach the sheriff's deputies. Reach the fire people. I mean the fireman, whatever you call them now. Somebody said no. Reach school teachers and school principals. Reach your county commissioner. Reach your civic club leaders. Reach your doctor. Reach your elected leaders. Reach every decision maker possible in 2016. That's going to require a shift in our mind thinking, my friend. It's going to cause some of us to have to take part in civic clubs. It's going to take some of us to go to the county commission meetings, whether it's in Hernando or whether it's in Pasco, wherever we are. We're going to have to start thinking differently. We need to adopt this bunch of firefighters over here or wherever. We need to talk about adopting schools. We need to talk about helping others and all of this and that. It's not just the down and the people who are down. Yes, we have to help them too. We don't give up anything to get what God wants us to do because you don't give up reaching downward. But sometimes we create an alliance with other people. Like, you know, this year, for the from almost the 12 months of 2015, we have been given, because of your generosity, about $200 a month to Dan and Julie Cole. You know, it's an alliance. I don't want to have to duplicate what they are doing, but let's make alliances with people and with organizations to help them do what we want to do and what we should be doing. It's just like missionaries Darren and Patty and James and Darren, their two boys. It's just like that. We're helping them to accomplish. It's an alliance. And that's what we need to do. Instead of saying, well, we don't have any missionaries in Columbus that we like, or we don't know anything about them, so I'm going to appoint Bill and Sherry. If they are willing to go, we'll have them go to Columbia. No. Darren and Patty's already there. Let's, if they are on the same track that we're on, let's invest in them. Let them do. It's an alliance that we need. And see, an alliance here, the general pattern of the first disciples is to reach people, not just people downward. Reach people outward. Reach people upward. Next, please. So shift has taken place in 2016. By just using Jesus' model, ordinary believers, to reach all levels of our culture. All levels. And again, some of you have been so much involved in reaching downward. I want to challenge you that you don't give that up, but I want you to challenge you to begin to move outward in your thinking and outward in your actions. Begin to reach out. And I want to further challenge you that you begin to reach up. Because it's just like this. Who are our county commissioners? And if you live in a city such as Port Richey or Newport Richey, they have city commissioners, whatever they would be called. We need to know who they are. But more specifically, you need to know who they are. And you need to reach out. You need to meet them. You need not that you can become buddy-buddy necessarily, but that you can have an impact upon their lives. And that's why I say when you think about Lions Club, Rotary Club, all of these clubs and everything, nothing wrong with you being involved in those where God can elevate you into a position of having an impact upon the men and women involved in those clubs. If you need to learn how to better present yourself in speaking to groups, there's a Toastmaster club around here someplace in all probability. You can do that. You can do that. We also know this. If we get in a mindset that we're an all-level reaching church, it's going to change what's going to happen in here. And it's going to change. I know from where I've come. In my early years, though I don't remember, but I do know it's true, I lived in clean-out chicken coops. That's my dad and mom, that's all that they had. I know what it is, 17 years of my life before I left. You know, we had outhouses. We had no running water in the house, never, other than school, you know. What was a shower? What was anything more than a big wash tub, you know. You see, we've all been in places like that, but we don't need to stay in places like that. And that's the church has been like I've kind of described it. But we don't need as a church to stay where we have been. We need to go higher and go deeper and become who we need to become. Next, please. What does it take for this shift to occur in 2016? Number one, the involvement of Holy Spirit. This is a Holy Spirit-directed thing. And if Holy Spirit is left out, we're just doing it on our own and we're going to fail. Or at best, we just do what we can do and based upon our own personality or our charisma, our natural charisma, our natural giftings and everything like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Holy Spirit has given us this directive to move forward, to expand, to extend ourselves, to reach out, touch other lives, and so forth. Number two, the involvement of prayer warriors. If this is not going to involve the prayer warriors, you, any of you can become a prayer warrior, but if it's not going to involve the prayers of the people, it's not going to work. Number three, the involvement of church leadership. I want you to know right now that the creative team that, helps us to accomplish what the church needs to accomplish. The creative team, I know 100% they're for this. There may be stuff that they need to ask about and all of this and that, all of the whatever. And there may need to be some corrections as we move forward. But the thing about it, the creative team people will be for this expansion. Mm-hmm. And then, number three, the involvement of the congregation. Yeah, as a collective group. We need to be on the same page, my friend. And I think we are. I think that there's virtually nobody, other than the normal questions that come with any major shift. Yeah, other than that, there's no real problems. Because we're not giving up anything. We're gaining everything else. It's an addition that is much better than what we have had. And then the fourth thing, I don't know how I did that, really. It's 1, 2, 2, 3, 4. But when you're working at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, when you're working like that, anything goes, I'm fortunate. I didn't. In my second number two, your other right hand. But the fifth thing, I should say, and the involvement of you. Without the involvement of you, not going to work. Holy Spirit can do all the Holy Spirit can do. Yeah. And prayer warriors can pray all they want to pray. Church leadership can be 100% agreed. And the congregation say, oh yes, let's do it. But you know what? If it's not you, none of the other will work. None of the other will. So, next please. My 2016 shift challenge to you. Holy Spirit has directed me to challenge you to shift your thinking about reaching others for Jesus Christ and expand and increase your personal efforts to reach downward, yes, and reach outward and reach upward. Next, please. And you see, I have to make a decision. If there's going to be a shift, I have to shift, be the one to shift. So as the Spirit of God led me, I wrote down, came up with this, doesn't take a rocket science, I shift. It's a commitment. I shift. I shift member 2016. I shift. And it says, reaching all levels of the culture, Isaiah 54:2, I shift member reaching all levels of the culture. And it reads, as an I shift member in 2016, and like Jesus' first disciples, I commit myself to impacting the lives of people on all levels of the culture. I will continue to reach downward, but will reach outward and reach upward. Friend, I have cards here. And what I'd like to do, I'd like to give each one of you a card. And Pastor Mark, if you will help me on this, give out those. And Gail, if you will. One to every person, if you want, or family group. You see, we come to a time that we can't be like we have been. We can't be like we have been. I'm not talking about just this church, but the general church, the universal church of the Lord Jesus Christ. we can't be what we have been being. We're going to have to become, and that's the process. It's a process. And so, with this little card, it requires a commitment from every one of those who are called I. Everyone. And if I may have a card back, one of them, I shouldn't let every one of them go. Yeah. Here we go. Thank you, sir. You notice on here, I didn't put any goals. This is not about me setting a goal for you. What does it ask specifically? I commit myself to impacting the lives of people on all levels of the culture. I will continue to reach downward, but will reach outward and reach upward. The commitment is that you're going to do things in 2016 that you haven't been doing. Maybe. I don't know all of your lives. But when I understand that if you are working in a corporation or company or a department store or wherever, or if you're part of a neighborhood and they have a clubhouse and people get together, you come in contact with a lot of people who have been either in the labor force or are in the labor force. Those are the people that you can touch and impact. And all I'm doing is saying, begin to do that. Because you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it to co-labor with Jesus Christ as he builds his church on this earth. And I don't want us to get caught any longer in this trap of just spending all of our time and effort reaching down, though that is good in many, many ways. But we need to become that powerful church that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is, my friend. And the only way to do that is to make a commitment. Make a commitment that you're going to do it. We have, today is the third. We have at least 362 more days in this year. When we look at 362 days, can I not find somebody on a different level other than those on the street corners or hiding out in the woods? Can I not find somebody else that I can reach and be like the disciples of the first 12? Can I not do that? Because I can give all of my resources in helping those down. And I never reach anybody on this level. The community, the government, say to Pasco Cares, somebody cares Pasco, and somebody cares Tampa Bay, the government and the community leaders will say, that is absolutely great. But you seldom see anybody coming out of there. Though we've put all of our resources in that one group, you seldom see anybody of so far down immediately have any impact on government, on the government, on the school system, on the arts, on the media, or anything else, even on the family. This is where we want to change, my friend. And I ask you, and I just want you to know, and I don't, it's your choice, but if you are willing to make this commitment for 2016, I'd like for you to just stand up and let the Lord know. And if you don't, if you choose not to, that's fine. But I'm going to ask several people to come up now. You know the leadership. I'm going to ask Pastor Mark and Kelly to come up. Pat, come up. Bill, Merrill, I'm going to ask you to come up. Pastor Johnny, I'm going to ask you to come up. And then the rest of the creative team, I want you to come up and stand behind. And what I'd like to do, we're all making commitments. I'd like, first and foremost, I'd like to have you take hold of the hand. This is a united bunch of people. And it's not to say that you're not, so I'm asking you to take a hand of somebody next to you on both sides of you, if you can. And I'm going to ask Prophet Johnny to lead off in prayer. And after you, I'm going to ask Mark, Pastor Mark. I'm going to ask then Prophet Marion. Okay? Would you pray?